Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalad Daf Gimel, the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perakwish in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'Shem Avyeinuson, Rabbi Shmuel v'Noi Yishah Rabbi Yochanan ben Bar Kohi. Meaning our Mishnah that says there's five types of grain, there Chayim and Chalo, that goes in the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel v'Noi Yishah Rabbi Yochanan ben Bar Kohi. He is the one who says that each one of these meaning is a standalone thing, and there are chav and chal. There is the five meaning that each one on his own is chav and chal. The Tani, Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Shabbich, Rabbi Borek, Rabbi Baisa, he says, Omer yichol tavi min hakusmim shibay shul v'ashivim. Could it be that you bring the mincha of the oimer, that you bring on the second day of Pesach, could it come from the kusmim shibay shul v'ashivim? Could it come from the spelt, the foxtail, and from the oats? Could it be it comes from there? V'dinu. Wheat that you can bring for every mincha comes from wheat, but you can't bring it for the oimer. These are the three types. They can't bring it for a regular mincha. Of course, it won't be kosher for the oimer. So, one second, what about barley? You cannot bring barley for a regular mincha, but you still could bring it for the oimer. So, here's a raya that you're not going with the regular rule. Don't bring a rye from barley. That you could bring the mincha of soita that does cover barley. In other words, we know there's only two minachas that come from barley: the oimer and mincha soita. A woman who did znus or is they're suspicious that she did znus, she brings the mincha of soita, which is made out of barley. So we do find a mincha from barley. I don't find the other types that there's any mincha coming from them. So the Gemara says, that's why it makes sense that you don't bring korban oimer from these three types. So says the Gemara, yotzo chitim min hakasuf. The chitim you take out from the pasuk, because the pasuk said, you don't bring it from wheat, you bring it from barley. That if wheat you can't bring, so kosher you can't bring the other three types. So the Gemara says right now, we see from here, that Bishmol, B'noi, Shabich, and Beriko treats every meaning on its own. Says, can I bring from barley? Can I bring from the other meaning? We say, no, each one has a different reason. Each one is a standalone thing. Continues the one explains, and now we're going to be using the Gius of Reb Chaim based on the Gra that brings the Gemara later in Amud Beis right now. The Gemara says there, Brum Karabonon, but according to Rabbanon, Shloisho Minimim, there's only three types. Why? Because they say, Hashifoin Min Kusmin, oats or a type of spelt. Shibol shul means soyrim. And foxtail is a type of barley. So really, there's only three types. Wheat, barley, which includes in it shibol shul, and kuz, which includes in it the shifoy. So the more saying, but according to Rabbi Shmuel b'Noi Yishah b'Yochanan ben Bar Kohi, you can't tell me that he holds a kabbalah in one stance right now. Because if he holds a kabbalah, so if you could bring barley for the oimer, so you should be able to bring shibol shul as well, which is a type of barley. So you see that holds that each one is a meaning for the like the Mishmos of our Mishnah. It means five meaning, not sure each one is on its own, and they're not included in each other. Says the Gemara. So that was this whole Nakuda that Rabbi ben Pazi said. Says the Gemara, Mizber Sova Rabbi ben Pazi, Sheminka Soimer, Bo Amin, again using Gisar Rav Chaim, Bo Amin, Shibur Lishua. You want to tell me that he will hold that according to Rabbanon, you could bring mincha soyimer for shibol shul? We never find anywhere in Shas that someone holds you could bring mincha soyimer for anything but barley. And but what? What do you have to say? Ilu min do'om ma'atenu shchoyer salai. Someone says, I don't want to eat any black figs. Shemayinu mutar b'levonis, can you eat white figs? Obviously, yes. Ela shchoyer somar levonis lo'yomar. Yes, even though they're both figs, but he said specifically the black, not the white. So also here, the Torah told you the only thing you could bring to mincha soyimer is barley. Not Shibol Shua. So there's no raya that Rabbi Shmuel b'Noi Yishah b'Yochanan ben Bar Kohi holds that Shibol Shua is not the same as barley because he says the only thing you can bring mincha soyimer is barley. Actually, he holds it's the same thing. Shibol Shua is part of barley. But the Torah says specifically the only type you can bring for mincha soyimer is only barley. So even though they're the same type, you still can't bring with Shibol Shua. And the Gemara explains that with base, how do you know the Torah says to bring only barley? Hocha se'oyru aviv omar. Shibol Shul Aviv Lo Yomar. Because how do we learn? We learn from Gzeir Shav in the word Aviv. Because it says in the Torah's Quran, it says Aviv by the Oimer, And it says, Ovi Mitzrayim, Kesod Oviv. So from there you learn the same way by Mitzrayim, when I mention the word Oviv, talk about barley, so also by the Ainu, when it says Oviv, talk about barley. So you have a Xeris Akos that tells you that the Ovi refers to barley, not to something else. So the Gemara is saying, don't tell me that our Mishnah goes like Rabbanan, but not like a Bishwam Nosha Brechim Breka, because a Bishwam Nosha Brechim Breka says that you can bring Oimer but from barley. Because even if you hold the same thing, you still can't bring the Oimer but from barley. So there's no Rai, goes based on his Shita. Continues the Gemara and says, Rabbanan de Kusin Bai. Now, according to Rabbi Chaim, we skipped the following lines, which we mentioned before. So Rabbanan de Kusin asked, they came to argue, Matarin Chamisha Minim, Loi Chamisha Dvarim. Did we say in our Mishnah that there's five meaning, five different types of grain? No, it just says there's five things that are chayav and chala. Could be some of them are the same mean. Shtei dvarim min echad, shtei dvarim min echad. Two of them can be one, and two of them can be one. In other words, your whole taina was the fact that the Mishnah says there's five, not sure that each one is individual, not necessarily. It doesn't say five meaning, it says five things. Five things are chayav and chala, but it could be that two of them are the same mean. So this whole discussion that we mentioned, starting from the beginning of the daf, Gemara is basically doich in two ways. Continues the Gemara quotes the Mishnah with staff from the same Zed, they join together to be chai b'chal. So the Gemara, Tama Tanin, we learned over there. Ezo min bim mina, what's considered to be two meaning which are the same? Hachitim ein mit starfim im akol, eleim akusvim. Wheat, and what does it join together to be the same mean? Wheat can join only kusvim, which is spelt. Hasoy mit starfim im akol, chutzvim hachitim. Barley joins everything else, means all the other three types, except for wheat. So mashma for that Mishnah, then not everything joins together. That doesn't go with our Mishnah that says everything joins together. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi Amar Lo Stam. Rabbi Yisi said the following a name of his own. Rabbi Yonah said the name of Yechonon. Tam ben Ashuch v'kan b'bol. There's two different types of mixture of the items that we're talking about. There's Nashuch and there's Bol. Nashuch means you did every dough on its own. Every type of dough you did on its own, and then you connected them together as if they're biting from each other. But that's not a full mixture. So then you can't join everything, only things that are similar, like wheat can join spelt, but it can't join anything else. But bowl means when you prepared the flour, they were all together, all was done together in a full mixture. There you join all the meaning together. So we want Tanya Abchia, can we have a brace like this Abchia? The Kulun Shibalalam. If you mix them up well, either as a tvua when they're still grain, when they're flour, or even when they're dough, but you put them together, then they do join together. You see that the main focus is on the blilo. Here's the one of Dalam Davin says, Iris Roshe Isiris. Now that you say the mixture is good enough, what happens if you mixed it but didn't mix it so well? Only the top, only the edges he mixed together. Says the Gemara, Oma Beisi, if I had Noshuch, Laka Maruso, what is Noshuch? What is the Noshuch we said before? It's not good enough. When you take those and you connect them together, that's really like connecting the edges. It's really, that's the same thing. Atomat, Eino Mitzdarf, Och, Eino Mitzdarf. That's not considered to be enough of a mixture, and therefore over here, the top connected together is not considered to be enough of a mixture. With this, we conclude, Yushal Michalo, Daf Gimel.